Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
The Reverend Al Green, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob McTeer, the distinguished fellow at the National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org. His website, bobmcteer.com. Right, Bob?
Yeah, but just go to the website and it'll be there.
Okay. All right. So you mean to NCPA?
Yeah.
Go to ncpa.org and you'll find Bob there. Bob, thanks again for hanging out. By the way, folks, Bob, you remember, is a former member of the Fed. He was a president of the Dallas Reserve Bank. He's a member of the Federal Open Market Committee, which is meeting this week, right? Right, Bob?
Yesterday and today,
I think. Today, yeah. And so they're going to be we're going to find out some information. Bob, recently I wrote an article where I took the Fed to task for their quantitative easing strategy. And I pointed out that in 2008, the Fed decided they needed to do QE, meaning add liquidity to the economy, in response to the meltdown that we had. And I said a lot of people, a lot of smart people, like, and I didn't say this, mention your name, but I was thinking of you, like Bob McTeer, who said this move probably helped stem the tide of the decline after 2008. In 2010. Without, in my opinion, any justification, they did another round of quantitative easing, billions more money injected into the economy, and then recently QE3, which is and almost it seems like it's almost indefinite. They're going to keep pumping money in almost indefinitely. It seems that they're saying, and the point I've been making, Bob, is this is helping Wall Street, because Wall Street's doubled since they started this. But it's not helping Main Street. Small businesses do not benefit from QE. Where am I wrong?
Well, you haven't taken the counterfactual into account. We don't know for sure what would have happened to small businesses had there not been the QE.
The first one. I agree with the first one, but not the second and third.
Well, most of the assets were added during the conventional easing of 2008 and what they later call QE1. During 2008 and a lot of 2009. But after that was over, the economy started slumping again. And then in November 2010, they did $600 billion more purchases. Mm-hmm. And then when that one was over, the economy started weakening again. And now, as you point out, at the last meeting, they announced a program of buying $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities a month.
A month?
$40 billion a month.
Indefinitely.
Until the economy is substantially improving.
Right.
That's indefinitely, but it's not infinity, hopefully.
No, I didn't say infinity, but it's
part. I know, but you'd be surprised how many newspapers have used that word.
No, I did. I know the difference. But here's the thing, Bob. That money goes. I'm a simple man. So I'm looking at this and I'm saying, okay, the money goes to Wall Street to buy securities. Wall Street, the Dow's gone up 1,000 points a year since 2009. The NASDAQ has doubled. Small businesses are not better off. So what's wrong with that picture? Lots of QE, good Wall Street, bad small business. What's wrong with that picture?
Well, don't forget that we're all holders of financial assets by way of our 401ks and our pensions and so forth. So just to say Wall Street is a little bit
You'd be surprised how many small business owners have had to cash out their Wall Street holdings to keep their businesses afloat.
Okay, well, let me say this. The Fed, when it buys these securities, it gets the securities, and it pays for them, in effect, by crediting the banking system's reserves. Now, the banking system's reserves have gone up a lot, but the banks have been in such duress that they've held on to most of those reserves, mm-hmm. as excess reserves, and they have been lending, but they haven't been lending fast enough to make the money supply grow fast enough to finance these purchases. So the stimulative effect of the QE has been blunted. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if it's not stimulating the economy, it's not going to do all those terrible things either, like cause hyperinflation and a
well,
collapse
but, of the but dollar. See, now that's, I'm glad you brought that up because that's the direction I wanted to go in. The two things that concern me about small business right now, Bob, is the closest small business is going to get to QE is if they can go borrow money from the bank. But you and I both know small businesses don't want to borrow money from the banks right now because they don't have anything they want to do with it because they're worried about the economy. So the closest connection they've got to that money is in a bank that they don't want to go borrow from. That's one thing. Number two, you and I, as I said, I'm not an economist. You are. But I've been through hyperinflation. I lived through the 70s, and I just see hyperinflation coming. And when that happens, Wall Street will go short. They'll hedge, and small businesses can't because we're planting the ground, and we'll be hurt by that inflation that was caused by the money Wall Street got. What's wrong with my theory?
Well, your transmission mechanism is not working right. If there's not that much money being created, the M2 measure of money has been growing only 6 or 7% a year for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So it's not been stimulating the economy. And if it's not stimulating the economy much, it's not going to cause hyperinflation. Money's got to be spent to be inflationary, and it's got to be spent to collapse the dollar.
But, Bob, aren't we really experiencing more inflation than we're really showing on the books? I mean, with food and energy, isn't that pretty inflationary right now?
The consumer price index without food and energy for the last 3 months has been up 0.1%.
Yeah.
Energy has gone up, and it's caused it to be, for the last couple of months, pretty high. But energy is already going back down. Energy goes up and down.
Hold on to that thought, Bob. I got to take a quick break. Folks, the good news is Bob and I will be back a year or two from now to find out who was right about this inflation thing. And we'll decide then. 10 till, right back after these messages. I want to talk about small banks with Bob McTeer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.